And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Good news from Norway, where the first Norwegian translation of the Bible for 30 years topped the country's book charts almost every week between its publication in October and the end of the year. It has sold almost 80,000 copies so far, exceeding all expectations. Its launch in the autumn caused massive overnight queues, and bookshops sold out from the very first day. Mr. Svein Smemo Strachan, in charge of the project for the Norwegian Bible Society, said, "We only printed 25,000 to start with, and thought it would last 6 to 9 months. But it was launched mid-October, and by the end of the year, it sold 79,000 copies. It's just incredible. It has only been knocked off the number one spot once. There were people sleeping outside the day before the launch because it was embargoed. It's a bit ironic, seeing that the content has been available for quite some time now." 30 consultant translators, priests and academics translated the Greek and Hebrew original into Norwegian for the new edition. With a team of 12 literary authors, including Nausgaard and playwright Fosse, then smoothing out that text. None of these authors are religious. They are just very good literary writers who thought it would be an interesting project to be involved in. A second version of the book, with no chapters or verses, and which reads like a novel, has also been published and is doing incredibly well. 80% of Norway's population of 4.9 million belongs to the Church of Norway, but not all the new edition's purchases are thought to be buying it for strictly religious reasons. It certainly can't just be actively religious Christians who are buying it, because it just wouldn't make those numbers, says Smemo Strachan. In Thompson, Connecticut, vandals overturned 41 gravestones in Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery, breaking several of the older stones. Some of these gravestones have been here since 1883 when this cemetery opened, the sexton of the cemetery said. Why anyone would find pleasure in doing this is beyond me, it's so senseless. Preliminary estimates indicate the damage could cost as much as £4,000 to repair. There had been prior vandalism at the cemetery, but nothing as extensive as this. The Reverend Charles F. Sievard, pastor of the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, said he believes the vandalism occurred on either March the 1st or 2nd, when a snowstorm left a few inches of snow on the ground in Thompson. A couple of the members of the church drove through the cemetery at the time and said they had seen footprints of snow, he said. They didn't realise at the time the tombstones had been damaged. Sievard said it appears some of the gravestones were kicked repeatedly until they toppled over. Sievard said he believes some of the tombstones can simply be placed back on their bases and secured with special bolts. Others, especially the ones that were broken, will need specialised repairs, he said. In Biloxi, Mississippi, a newborn naked baby boy, about 24 hours old, was found abandoned in a makeshift shelter behind the Bethel Lutheran Church last Saturday night. The baby was left in a small wooden shelter that had originally been put there for a stray cat which showed up after Hurricane Katrina. The baby was in urgent need of oxygen and was taken to the Memorial Hospital in Gulfport. Authorities have no idea who the mother is, and she is probably in need of urgent medical attention. A woman in the neighbourhood said she was looking for her own cat when she found the baby about 1:30 p.m., police said. She heard the noise coming from a box and looked inside. The church is closed on Saturdays. The baby is now doing well and will be released for possible adoption. In Wheaton, Illinois, a volunteer bookkeeper at a suburban Chicago church has pleaded guilty to theft charges for stealing about $45,000 from a congregation. 54-year-old Robert Dress took the money between 2008 and 2010. Dress claimed he used the bulk of the money to pay his medical bills. He funneled money from the Messiah Lutheran Church in Elmhurst to himself by writing checks payable to a company that he'd worked for before it went out of business. But Dress kept the business account open, sending the church's money there before taking it out again. Dress was charged in 2011 after church officials discovered discrepancies in the accounts. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.